Good afternoon. A nice recovery in progress across interior New York and New England as we are now well off our lows, which were back into the 20s and lower to mid 30s across the region early this morning. Some places did start off closer to the 40 degree mark, but everyone's climbing past 50 now with a good amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds and still a little bit of a breeze. So while high pressure will be in control and will still fall a bit short of our average highs for this time of year, it'll be much nicer than yesterday with readings topping out in the lower to middle 60s. Overnight tonight, we'll have clear skies to start with a few clouds increasing after midnight and another chilly night, but not as cold as last night with readings back into the upper 30s. Milder air will begin to enter the picture tomorrow, but in order to get it here, it will be a cloud-producing process. During the afternoon, we'll even see some rain showers. The breeze will pick up as well out of the south, and temperatures will push into the upper 60s. After that front pushes through, we'll have more in the way of sunshine on Thursday. The southwest wind will only increase, and it'll be even milder with highs in the middle 70s. The next front will come through on Thursday evening, and cooler air will follow on Friday, but still will be in the upper 60s with a mix of sun and clouds for afternoon highs. On Saturday, back into the lower 70s with high pressure in control keeping it dry before the next wave of low pressure approaches on Sunday. Still in question as to the exact track of this low, so we'll put the chance for showers in the forecast for the second half of the weekend, still on the mild side in the lower 70s and mid-70s with a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front will move across the northern plains with strong west to northwest winds in its wake. Winds from 30 to 40 miles per hour will develop across eastern North Dakota and spread into northwest and west central Minnesota by the middle portion of the afternoon. Gusts from 40 to 50 miles per hour are possible across eastern North Dakota and from 35 to 45 miles per hour across northwest and west central Minnesota. A wind advisory is in effect for these areas. And an unseasonably cold air mass remains in place across much of the eastern part of the nation. Many areas from the mid-Atlantic and Appalachians into the northeast are under frost and freeze advisories and warnings. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 16 at Brimson, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 60s, Boston sunny with highs near 60, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the middle 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low 46, the record high 93 set in 1900, and the record low 30 in 1996. Sunrise this morning was at 5:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:10 p.m. 14 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and not as cold today, with highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Clear this evening with a few clouds overnight tonight and areas of frost with lows in the lower to mid-30s, though back into the 20s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and not as cool today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear this evening with a few clouds overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s to lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and not as cold today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clear this evening with a few clouds overnight tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and not as cool today with highs right around 60. Clear this evening with some clouds overnight tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and not as cool today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear this evening with a few clouds overnight tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few scattered showers, especially in the afternoon in the upper 60s, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild on Thursday in the lower 70s, back towards 70 on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, Mostly sunny, lower 70s on Saturday. Lower 70s on Sunday with a chance of showers, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, and a shower or thunderstorm possible Monday, otherwise partly sunny, with highs back into the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.